We are WNST, Pass of Baltimore, AM 1570, and our Baltimore positive compadre out on the web where Luke Jones has been writing, I've been writing feverishly, putting together the 25th documentary. We've been doing this a long time, 40 years of media, 25 years of this, lots of pictures, lots of video, lots of stuff that has made me well up in the aftermath of losing the Key Bridge. A lot of people are doing like Key Bridge gatherings, and I saw the folks at Key Brewing and the folks at Tiki Lee's. I don't want to say that this is a Key Bridge gathering or get together in any sort of relief way, other than I still can't look in that direction because it's breaking me a little bit. But we're going to be at Costas kicking off the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm going to have 10 times the cash, but I'm working on some Pac-Man scratch-offs as well from Roz over to Maryland Lottery. We are going to be getting together at Costas on the 9th before 2 o'clock. Can't say it might start 9, 10 in the morning, but we're going to be there. Come have a crab cake. 2 o'clock. I stop working. The baseball game comes on. Orioles will be in first place by then, and we'll be I'll be sitting next to the lottery machine on the bar side, probably having a crab cake and some oysters Rockefeller, and probably some crab appear because I want to feel royal. That's on the 9th. 12th, we're being at Fadley's from 2 until 5, again on the 26th, and then we're at Coco's now on the 18th. Marcella's like, you got to get in here before Morgan State graduates, man. Morgan State graduation is crazy. So get over to Lauraville on the 18th. I'll be there 2 until 5 as well. This guy runs all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We are into April. We're in the baseball season. The March Madness kind of dying down, but more than anything, these jackpots the last couple of weeks have been extraordinary. My wife gets all worked up every time we go past a Royal Farm or Wise Mart. She's got to run in and get tickets. She did it the other night. She has won, John Martin. She has won twice on the Mega Millions first, now Powerball. She won $2 two Saturdays ago, and the other day she won $4. And as my wife would do, she has let that $6 ride because she's feeling this $1 billion thing. And she wanted me to pass that along to you, John Martin.
Well, Nestor, that is comforting on a number of fronts. Number one, a $2 win to a $4 win. That means her trend is 100% growth.
I like that. So we're up for $8 this week. I like it. That's good.
Yes, so that's a positive direction, and it sounds like she is playing responsibly. So that's
she is good. Playing responsibly. Trust me, you know that. It's just she is. I mean, she just has fun with this. It gives us something to talk about. It's like Wordle, but it costs a couple bucks, and we can win a billion. Like, and I say win a billion, I'm like, win a billion. It's like a billion. You know, like the Orioles just got sold for $1.7 billion, a lot of money, and that's good. I could settle with, like, Seth sent me an email here on this. My cash out option would only be $527.3 million. I could live on that. I could do okay on that. That's fine.
A lot of people would. A lot of people would. You know what? A couple weeks ago, we talked about how many millionaires we had in the state of Maryland on an annual basis. And if you recall correctly, because I don't.
37. I think it was 37?
It was 30-something last year, and we were on at that time, we were on a trend to maybe equal it. Well, the last couple weeks, we've had millionaires coming out left and right. So, matter of fact, this last draw, which would have been, as we speak, would have been earlier this week, we had one individual, we assume, because they've not come forward yet, who may have had two winning $1 million tickets. So,
how does that happen? Yeah, hold on. How
does that happen?
I have to ask the hard question. So, when you tell me a guy's holding two $1 million tickets, I'd be like,
It can happen, and it can happen very simply. Sometimes someone will have their favorite numbers, right? Whether it's birthdays or anniversaries or whatever way they've concocted their lucky numbers, and you need that Powerball number. And maybe they want to pick the same base five numbers, and they want to give themselves a couple options. So they pick one number for Powerball on ticket A, and they pick a second number for Powerball on option B, which may have happened here because they've got the 5 of 5, which is what we call a tier 2 winner. They didn't get all six numbers. They had the first five, and that's a $1 million prize. And if he's got two tickets, even I can do that math. That means he may have won $2 million. But until he comes forward, he or she, until the winner comes forward and tells their story to us, we really won't know. But it's fun to think about that possibility. It can happen. It has happened before. And I dare say it will happen again.
What happened to Royal Farms like 2 weeks ago, right here in the Tassie area? But this is a 7-Eleven and an Apple. I mean, one minute you're getting a Slurpee, next minute you get $2 million. So John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And, you know, for The billion-dollar thing that happens here, the activation of all that, break the math down just for my wife, because we don't get this often for you to say, this is the cash and the federal and the state. And here is the question my wife asked. This is honest to God. We pulled out of the Royal Farms. We got some chicken. I got a two-piece. I actually got that on my points. I had 250 points at Royal Farms. So I wound up going, boop, and I went up. The Western fries were fresh. They were delicious. So we're driving up Providence Road. And she said to me, I want you to ask John Martin this. In this state, in Maryland, if I win all of this money, if I win $527 million in cash, I take the cash option, I'm in the papers, I'm on Nestor's show and Baltimore Positive, and WBAL and the Maryland MD Lottery, and like all that stuff. I win all of this money. I got to have safety. I have to be, well, could I be anonymous? This is my wife's question to John Martin. Can she remain anonymous if she is, she wasn't the winner last week. I already admitted she won 2 and 4, but this week, let's say steps up. She wins $527 million in cash and 1.0 billion. Can she be Lucy Liu from Linthicum?
You know, that anonymity went out the door the minute she married you. I mean, let's face it. I mean, she can't be anonymous. She is.
Hold on. She just came in and she wants to hear the answer now. She's waving at me. She's in the studio. Seriously.
Oh, my.
She's waving. Special
guest time.
You have to see. There she is. See?
Hi, Jen.
Inquire.
There she is.
Real lottery customers want to know.
And she's gone. She's gone. Just like that. A vision. In and out. Yeah. The reality is Maryland is about one of, I think maybe it's now 12, 13, 14 states. I don't keep track of these things. But you can claim the prize anonymously. And when you do, you have to recognize that if you take at 1.09 billion or whatever the number happens to be when you win, the cash option, which as you correctly identified, $527.3 million, then there's some taxes that have to be paid to the feds and the state and, you know, so on and so forth. But yeah, that nice little sum can be yours. Anonymously. And that's the way the game is played here in Maryland.
Okay. So, I mean, if it really you make me smile when you talk about it, because like, it's the exact opposite of the Key Bridge I can't think about, but like, this is the opposite of like the most awesome thing ever, that if you win, you smile and you're like, would I remain anonymous or would I not? And I know in the annals of lottery history, because, you know, I visited the Buddy Rugo room. Buddy Rugo, I sat in the studio at WNST on more than one occasion 30 years ago. I remember a guy named Bunky who won from Parkville, who was on the news, and what, and he won a lot of money. I don't remember how many millions it was. It was a lot of money, like life-altering kind of money. What's the percentages when something like that? I mean, and with your wisdom, do you have any wisdom to impart? I don't want to make it a total Vince McMahon shoot wrestling backstage interview, but would you give anybody any recommendation on that if they call, other than get financial help? I know you always say that, but this, the notion that you could remain anonymous is an interesting thing. And it's really one of the things my wife said, like, would my life really be better if I weren't, you know, like security and all of that? It would be really be something to think about if you won. On a really serious note, it would be something to really consider.
Well, sure, it is. And first and foremost, you're right. The securing of the ticket, making sure that it's properly signed on the back by the individual who is claiming the ticket.
And that's no matter how much you win, right? That's good advice.
Right. And again, yeah. You can go to mdlottery.com and see various winner stories from people who win, you know, a few thousand dollars all the way up to hundreds of millions of dollars. And some of them opt to have their picture taken and their story shared and their name shared. Others opt to put on a funny hat and a feather boa and hide behind a check and develop a persona and a name that is not their own for fun. So yeah, people are all over the map on that. But first and foremost, secure the ticket. You have 182 days here in the state of Maryland. Get the financial planning and the support you need from people who can manage that wealth with you and for you. And then ultimately you make the decision whether you want to attach your name and face to it or not. I can't counsel any one person one way or the other, but if you've done your homework, taken some time, secure, I mean, you know better than I do. These news cycles change in a minute. And the minute the news is that someone won, 5 seconds later, they're on to the next news story.
It would be a big deal here, John. Come on now. If somebody in Timonium wins $1 billion tonight here in this state, it would be a 2 or 3 day local story here. Really, it would be something people would be very fascinated with that.
Of course it was. And you know what? Just as a tease, I bought a new suit over the weekend.
Just in case?
Just in case, you know.
Well, it's spring. You need a new suit anyway.
It is. You know, one of these days I'll wear it. It's not what I'm wearing today. But one of these days I'll wear it and you'll say, wow, that's a suit that belongs next to a person who's won a lot of money.
Well, I will hear that. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We reminded everybody last month to play responsibly. And I keep saying that with, you know, just on my timeline, seeing people sharing what they're sharing and obviously the gambling part of sports and Ohtani and the news and all that. But I do want to talk some baseball. I had Greg Abel from Abel Communications on. I ran a little long. I had my Oriole jersey on and we were talking about new ownership and fresh start and the season's on. It's the first time I've talked to you since there's been baseball. You got home run riches, and we're hearing it every night. And we haven't hit enough home runs the last day or two, but sure hit a lot the first couple days and pitched pretty well as well. Weather's been a little foul and weird and whatever. But I know the Clevelander in you and the old school Guardians fan. I can't say the other words anymore, but old school Cleveland baseball, the Joe Charbonneau in you, you know, the Rick Vaughn. Give him the heater, Ricky. The you know, the old Indians in you. You love baseball. I love baseball. And I guess at some point maybe we'll go to a game together and enjoy or whatnot. But there is a different vibe about all of it in the last week or two. Cal Ripken on the field, new ownership, all that. And you got a game. And I hope they're not going to move the fences in anytime soon. But I hope we get a lot of home runs here for you guys.
As we record this, we have 6 Orioles home runs for the season. People who are choosing to play in our home run riches contestant of the game contest know that if they're selected as contestant of the game, they automatically win $500. They get $500 for every Orioles home run hit this year. And should they, will they, when they hit a grand slam, right now, 0 on the grand salami scale, but that's going to change. When a grand slam is hit, that lucky winner, contestant of the game, $5,000. But there's more than just a second chance contest. There is an actual home run riches fast play game where the progressive jackpot, which starts at $40,000, is now up to well over $68,000. So if you play responsibly and play a $5 home run riches bases loaded ticket and you happen to win, you will win that progressive jackpot. And each and every ticket along the way contributes a couple of coins into that pot. So that's a lot of fun to watch that as well.
Well, I mean, with baseball going on and the sort of the heartbeat of all of this stuff and hitting home runs, and you got anything you want to say about the birds here and just
yes,
general prosperity? Go ahead.
I have 2 words for you. Write these down because we may refer to them later in the year. Are you ready?
I have my pen. Yep.
Okay, here are the 2 words. Shane Bieber.
Is he related to Justin Bieber?
No, but he is.
Yeah.
Probably heading out of Cleveland and maybe heading into a ballpark close to you.
Oh, listen to that. Here, you know, there's inside information coming from John Martin. Now, the baseball season for me, and I guess the whole heartbeat of all of it, you know, I sort of dig it around here. And I think for all the years of waiting for sort of the team to be this good, it's wonderful to go around town and everywhere I go, have people like talk about the roster and the pitchers and the money and the ownership and the investment and all that stuff. That's just a beautiful thing. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
It's not unlike the feeling we talk about when you see that billion-dollar jackpot sign in the window for Powerball. It's that same sense of the potential, the future, right? Everybody's in first place on opening day, and everyone's enthusiastic, and everyone points to stories that maybe are out of the norm. And maybe this is the year. And you hope they get off to a great start, and then you hope it continues, and all of a sudden it's July, it's the All-Star break, and maybe it still looks good, and then you know the dog days of summer, and then it gets to be a little tight, and you hope your team's in it all through the season. And that's the promise of it. That's the future. That's the excitement.
I got 2 words for you, Corbin Burns.
You know, I loved him in Major League.
Oh, that's No, that
Oh.
was Roger Dorn. We got the wrong guy there, I think. John
Oh,
Martin,
the
Executive
wrong
Director,
Foreman.
Maryland Lottery and Gaming as well. Let's talk about Pac-Man a little bit because I don't have the tickets. I got to come down and visit Roz before I get to Costas on Tuesday. And then on Friday, we're going to be at Fadley's, and they're always very popular at Fadley's. Scratch-offs and things going on with scratch-offs. And also, you got progressives in all sorts of ways. And when I'm at Costas, I see the full litany, or when I'm at Drug City, where really good lottery vendors that have tons of scratch-offs. It is amazing the amazing different kinds of colors and games, and really the offerings. B better odds in some ways if you study some of the games too.
Pac-Man is a lot of fun for a lot of reasons. It resonates with people of a certain generation. It gives them pause to think back of when they played the video arcade game, and many lotteries around the country have dabbled with a scratch-off ticket. And we're fortunate to have a $2 Pac-Man scratch-off ticket, where the top prize on the ticket is $10,000. If you're lucky enough to win that. But as in many of our games, we have second chance contests. So if you have a non-winning ticket, you can enter it into your My Lottery Rewards account. And throughout the spring, and I don't have the date here in front of me, but at a date that is available on mdlottery.com, we will pick from non-winning tickets a lucky winner who will win their own Pac-Man home arcade machine.
Big
And
one.
yes, the party will be at your place.
I hope
Yes.
the joystick doesn't stick because I mean that it gets you caught when I'm telling you, I played a lot of Pac-Man as a kid. Like I am the guy you're talking to who
Not
got addicted
surprised.
to Pac. It's true.
No,
1980,
no, no, no,
81. Like
no one
there
should be
was,
surprised.
I was never really Space Invaders or Galaga, and I mean other people played those games, but Pac-Man, then Donkey Kong, and then Burger Time. Though that was the order of my, and a little Mrs. Pac-Man in there as well. I liked when they had the seated version. They had like the little cocktail glass gaming of all that stuff. So I'm a Pac-Man guy. I can talk Pac-Man all day. I was going to go back to Home Run Riches for you because last year
Sure.
you had so much fun with the 50th anniversary, and it was that 50th home run. This is free marketing advice from a guy who's celebrating 25 and we're trying to figure out how to do 26. You could have done 50 first for like $51 bajillion dollars or something like that. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, we could have, or we could have opted for $5,000 for every Orioles Grand Slam. Makes each game that exciting,
Makes you
that
want to
more
load the
exciting.
bases is what makes you want to do.
And as we talked last time, six is the number last year. There were six grand slams hit by the O's last year. So that means six lucky people have a chance to win $5,000. That's nothing to sneeze at.
We're gonna have base runners. We're gonna have the bases loaded. We're gonna have lots of opportunities with this lineup once the weather gets a little warmer to have some fun. John, am I missing anything else? I know we did a lot of gambling awareness last month on the and boy, sports and gambling been in the news big time. I mean, almost every day. I mean, I saw a piece the other day of players getting yelled at in the NBA. There's
Yeah.
just
You know what?
I would say unintended consequences was always sort of a civic concern about all of this, right?
You know what? And this, pardon me for the shameless self-promotion on this, but you kind of opened the door, so I've got to go through that. You know, with the fact that we are coming out of Problem Gambling Awareness Month in March, and we are wrapping up the NCAA tournament, there's been quite a lot of news over these last several weeks about the unfortunate situations where some of the student athletes are really put in tough positions. And they're put in tough positions because of things called prop bets, proposition bets, that such and such an athlete is going to score X number of points, grab so many rebounds, whatever the metrics are. And especially on a college campus, and I don't care if it's Division One, Two, or Three, that puts a lot of pressure on these athletes to perform in a game, and maybe it doesn't go their way, and they're sitting then in the English class the next day next to a guy who just lost a little bit of money because you didn't make the free throw. And we examined what the ramifications are of that, and we took a very aggressive stance. We followed very quickly Ohio's lead in eliminating prop bets from college athletics. And we were very quick to do that. We did it right before the NCAA tournament started. Vermont has also done that. A lot of other states were taking their time. To me, this was not a take your time issue. We saw the opportunity, we saw the harm, and we worked very quickly to do that. And it's noticed. I'm sitting here a letter from Charlie Baker. If you don't know who Charlie Baker is, he's the president of the NCAA. And Charlie has been very vocal about protecting student athletes. And he took the time out of his busy day to acknowledge the work we did here, sent me a personal letter, and thanked us for being in the forefront and leading that charge to really protect student athletes and the integrity of sports wagering. And I'm very proud of what our people did and our staff did to be quick to market on this. And I look forward to working with Charlie down the road to see what we can do to make this a stronger, safer experience for all people.
Well, you know, I'm glad I did bring it up because I saw that in the news a couple of weeks ago and it kind of came and went up for me. And, you know, we're partners with Coppin State. I'm very close with the folks over here at Towson and you know, the coaches over all of these years, going back to Terry Truax at Towson 30 years ago, he's going to wind up in my 25th anniversary documentary now that I brought his name up because I love them so much. I got to make sure he gets in there. But thinking about student and how different but the same 18 and 19 and 20 year old kids would be today versus when we were 20 year old kids, given social media, given gambling, given the what sports has become on TV, and the access to all of it, it's something I don't know that I thought a lot about, right? Like a year or two or three ago, and the fact that it's happened quickly and we've gotten to it. You know, pro sports has its own issues, but certainly from this level, when I went over to Coppin and I saw Angel Reese play over there back in December, she came in and played at Coppin State. I went over, it was a beautiful night. The guys played. I've been over there for a bunch of games, for Morgan games and whatnot, but just seeing these young student athletes and putting myself in a position of saying, oh, you know, they look like older people, but they're 18 years old just because they're 6'7". And you're thinking like, this isn't good for them. They're trying to get an education and trying to enjoy sports, right? I mean, the enjoyment level of being an athlete at that point. And, you know, this is one thing, one pressure that I'm glad you took off of them. I just want to say that out loud too.
Well, thank you for that. And again, we look forward to continuing to make a better product for all people who choose to engage in sports wagering. And this was an important step we took. I don't doubt that other states will follow along in the not too distant future.
My man, John Martin, he's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. You can find everything you need at mdlottery.com to learn about games, learn about odds, learn about winners, and certainly learn about second chances. Because if you're playing, there's a lot of ways to win. And my wife knows about all this stuff. That's how she got the $2 and the $4 and learn all about that at mdlottery.com. We're going to take the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We'll be at Costas on Tuesday the 9th, at Fadley's on the 12th, Coco's the 18th, and then back at Fadley's on the 26th, whenever the Orioles are home on Fridays. We're going to be live from the new Fadley's. It's awesome. It's a block closer to the ballpark. I parked in the same spot on opening day. It was fantastic and worth the wait as well. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, keeping my water clean and fresh and my engine running. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.